It's HBR1, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Actor-musician Jeff Bridges has a lot of screen work folks are familiar with, perhaps his musical side and band The Abiders not as well known to you. He's part of the Maui Celebrity Series at the Sheraton this Saturday, offering folks a chance to see him live and also give back via some partial proceeds going to a good cause we'll hear about. We're lucky to have the dude on the line now.
Hey there, Dave.
What's going on, Jeff? Aloha, bro.
It's all happening.
Good
How
to
you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for taking some time for us here on All Things Considered. You ever listen to that show?
Is that on NPR?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Is that what's happening right now?
That's it, man. You're surrounded by it.
Oh, cool. So this is a radio thing we're doing right now. We're live. Cool.
Live and direct to the Aloha State. And you're going to do a special show. It's coming up at the Sheraton Maui Saturday with crooner Brian Evans. This is an event that is a partial benefit for Mental Health Kokua. It's an organization that helps out the homeless and people in distress with mental illness in the state here. And we have a big homeless problem right now. A lot of people who are facing that adversity. And so I'm trying to figure out, we had William Shatner. He just did one of these. What is it going to be like if you can paint a picture?
I love that question because I don't know. I can give you kind of a rough idea. I'll be teaming up with my dear friend, Chris Polonis, musical director of The Abiders. That's our band that we've been touring around with. And this is going to be just the two of us. We'll probably be doing some tunes from Crazy Heart, some tunes off the three albums I have out, and some new stuff. And I'm looking to have a good time. That's my objective. I hope that's catchy.
Two of the big areas of your creative contribution, the acting and music, between your pop's acting career, your mom strongly encouraging music, piano at a young age, it seems like they had a huge role in shaping the guy that you are now.
Oh, man, I'll say. I find I'm often describing myself as a product of nepotism. You know, I don't know if I would go into this acting thing if it wasn't for my dad and my mom being so enthusiastic about showbiz and really wanting to turn me on to acting. I fought it for a while because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't want to do what your parents want you to do. You want to do your own thing for one day. Early on in my career, I didn't want to, you know, just be getting a job because who my dad was. So it was, you know, it was kind of a challenge for me. But after a while, I figured I must be doing something right. They couldn't be just hiring me because who my dad was. But, yeah, they've been a great inspiration and an example for me on so many levels, not only in my career, but just the way they ran their lives and what they thought was important.
You mentioned Crazy Heart. When I think about all the things you're associated with, Maui resident Chris Christopherson, another...
Yeah. Oh, I forgot, man. I'll have to give Chris a buzz and let him know. God, I forgot about that, of course.
And he inspired your character, too, right? Bad Blake from Crazy Heart.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. I mean, whenever we see each other, you know, we did that movie Heaven's Gate together. We shared a dear friend in Stephen Bruton, who was so instrumental in making Crazy Heart a good movie. Stephen was Chris's guitarist for so many years. Stephen is no longer with us, but the movie Crazy Heart was dedicated to him. I met Chris and Stephen on Heaven's Gate along with T-Bone Burnett. And whenever Chris and I see each other, we get a big kick out of how much we look alike. You know, we laugh and say, we've got to play brothers sometime. But, he was a big inspiration for Crazy Heart, and I love him. It's great to see him. I forgot he lived in Maui, but I'll see if I can get a hold of him.
Maybe he'll jump up on stage.
There you go.
You mentioned it. What got you to T-Bone Burnett?
Man, well, we're dear friends, and I'd like to tease him. He played my maid in Heaven's Gate, took care of my house and stuff, my character's house. Chris brought along a bunch of his music friends with him. We had T-Bone and Stephen Bruton, and we had Mr. Hawkins, Buffalo. You know, we had all these incredible musicians, and we would jam after work and anytime we had days off. That's where I met T-Bone, and then throughout the years, we've had various projects that we've done together. He was instrumental in making the Big Lebowski such a cool movie. He did all the music. We've done several projects about ending hunger. We worked together on a movie called A Place at the Table, documentary about the hunger situation in America. And then, we did Crazy Heart, and then after Crazy Heart, I figured if my music was ever going to get a shot in the arm, this was the time. And so I gave him a buzz and said, I got a bunch more tunes. You want to make an album? He said, yeah, let's do it. And so we made an album together. We're looking to play together all the time.
Love to have you come to a little benefit concert in Honolulu for the homeless. We have a nice 75-seat studio attached to our radio station.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Love to do it.
You mentioned the helping out people. You have the Sleeping Tapes. It's not only a special release, but all proceeds go to the No Kid Hungry. What is the motivation?
Man, you know, just being a father myself and imagining being in the position of not being able to put food on the table for my kids, and I appreciate that struggle and try to do everything I can to turn that around. You know, we've got a terrible situation here in America with so many kids struggling with food insecurity. You know, 1 in 5 of our kids are struggling with food insecurity, and we're doing everything we can to turn that around with No Kid Hungry. We're really concentrating on a couple of things. One, breakfast after the bell, you know, where kids don't have to come to school a half hour early, you know, to eat in the cafeteria. A lot of kids will just shine that on. One thing, they maybe can't get to school that half hour early, or they don't want to go through having that stigma of being the poor kid, so they just shine it on and they show up to school on an empty stomach. You know, you can't learn anything when you're in that condition. So we're promoting a breakfast after the bell, where kids arrive at school and everyone eats breakfast first period together. Then the other thing, we're working on summer meal programs. During the summer, it's a very tough time for kids who depend on getting their nutrition at school. When school's out, so is their source of food. So summer can be really daunting. And what we've done here in Santa Barbara is we've kind of combined these summer meal programs with music. And we have concerts with kid bands that rock out. Man, they're really quite amazing. Kind of turned into little mini festivals.
You're doing more than just hunger. It sounds like you're fostering better relationships just among kids.
Yeah, well, it all links up. It all connects.
As I go to wrap it up with you, I had to save at least a minute or two to talk about King Kong. Was my very first movie I really connected to. And I was just hoping, when I mention it, what comes to mind? Any great stories of maybe being at the Trade Center?
Oh, God. Well, yeah, there's a bunch of stories. As you know, as you mentioned King Kong, all kinds of things fire off in my head. And where to begin? Let's see. Well, I can tell you, I wrote a song during that time, and I pitched it to Dino De Laurentiis. He just kind of looked at me with a blank expression on my face. Maybe I can send it out to you or something. I think you'd get a kick out of it. The essence of the idea, I pitched to him. I said, so Dino, when the monkey falls off the trade towers and crashes on the ground, we have an announcer kind of talking like the Hindenburg thing. Oh, the humanity, you know, he's falling. And he hits the ground and he bursts into flames, and we see that he is, in fact, a machine.
Mm.
And then that will set up Kong for the next Kong. You know, you could have your sequel where the Charles Grodin character buys the carcass and starts to take it around. Then you find out that it's, you know, some aliens created the thing or something. I don't know. But this song was quite amazing, and I recorded it with my buddy Burgess Meredith at the time, who played the newscaster, you know, saying, oh, my God, the ape is burning. He's, you know, it was pretty funny. Then the other thing that comes to mind is Philippe Petit, you know, the guy who walked across the towers.
Right.
We're shooting there at the trade towers, and this little French guy comes up to me and says, do you like my temple? I said, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, it's my temple. You know, I walked across the tightrope to come there. I said, you're kidding me. And he said, no. And he said, you know how to juggle? And I said, no. And he taught me how to juggle in about 5 minutes.
Wow.
He was a dear friend of, or is a dear friend of, Jessica Lange. They used to perform together in France.
And he just showed up there on the set?
He just showed up. I think he was punished. His sentence for doing that was to entertain for free for the whole year in the park. So we, you know, see him in the park all the time. He was around quite a bit.
It's great stories. I could keep you all day, but I won't. Event that this guy is doing, and partial proceeds help Mental Health Cuckoo, coming up Saturday at the Sheraton. Brian Evans also on the bill. It's Jeff Bridges.
Great chatting. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Be safe. God bless you. Great talking to you, man.
All right. Same to you, Dave. Aloha. Jeff Bridges here. You're listening to All Things Considered with Dave Lawrence.
I've been loved and I've been alone. All my life I've been a rolling stone.